Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
This week, as I watched the events continue to unfold in the Middle East, my heart continued to break for a land and people that I've come to love. For years, my wife and I led tour groups to Israel, and not just any tours. I wanted our guests to understand the Holy Land from every possible angle, historically and theologically, yes, but also from an archaeological, geographical, technological, agricultural, military, and geopolitical perspective. I developed close friendships with Israeli Jews, Arab Israelis, Israeli Christians, and members of the Druze community, all of whom, although religiously diverse, live at peace with each other, just as their families have for generations. I have Arab Israeli Muslim friends who attend the bar mitzvah celebrations of their Israeli Jewish neighbors. I also know Muslims and Christians who serve alongside their Jewish counterparts in the Israeli military and who serve as full-fledged members of the Israeli parliament. 2 years ago, I had dinner with the Moroccan ambassador to Israel, who praised the Abraham Accords, which brought Israel and a Muslim nation to the point where every flight between Israel and Morocco are full of Israeli and Moroccan tourists and businessmen. These are the things that give me hope for the region, but that hope is tempered by the very real conflict between Israel and Iranian-sponsored proxies such as Hamas, the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, Hezbollah, the Houthis, and others. All of these together form an existential threat to the Jewish state, and Israel's doing everything in its power to defend itself. They've learned over the centuries that if your enemy tells you he plans to destroy you, then take him at his word. With all that's going on in the Middle East and the possibility of a broader regional conflict, I admit it's scary. But a friend reminded me recently that the world is not falling apart, it's falling into place. As Christians, we're constantly reminded by God not to fear because He's in control. We also have biblical prophecies that describe in incredible detail the events leading up to the return of the Messiah. If you've never read the Old Testament, then it's time to start. Several years ago, at Joel Rosenberg's Epicenter Conference in Jerusalem, a former director of the CIA said that if you want to understand what's currently going on in the Middle East, then start by reading the books of Daniel, Ezekiel, and John's Revelation. I remember being stunned and wondering if biblical prophecy enters into the decision-making process in the upper echelons of the U.S. government. I guess it depends on who's in charge at any given point. The bottom line is that believers in Christ are not to fear. Ever since Israel became a nation again on May 14, 1948, after 2,000 years, events have been playing out exactly as foretold in both the Old and New Testaments. That should give us hope and peace in the midst of turmoil. If you believe, as I do, that the Bible is the inspired Word of God and accurate down to the last detail, then the battles we're witnessing now are just skirmishes. Take heart, it's going to get a lot worse, but it's all leading up to the return of Jesus the Messiah, and that, my friends, is something we should all be looking forward to. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.